Good morning, everyone. Why are the Pharisees so angry with Jesus? What is it that he said that made them so angry? Jesus went back to the beginning. He went back to the beginning, back to really the book of Isaiah, where Isaiah really kind of defined the term chosen people. And he reiterated what the chosen people are supposed to be doing. And in effect, he really recorded the first mic drop in human history. He told the Pharisees, bring glad tidings to the poor. Proclaim liberty to the captives. Sight to the blind. Free the oppressed. And then he said, I am fulfilling this scripture passage because you have failed to do so. By redefining this word, he essentially took away all the power the Pharisees had. He said, I am here to do what you have failed to do. I am here to proclaim salvation. The word chosen people means that you are here to proclaim salvation, not rule over. Not rule over and oppress and dictate what it is the Jews are supposed to believe. Words have meaning, don't they? Words have meaning, and if we change the meaning of those words, we become lost. We lose our sense of belonging, our sense of mission, our sense of purpose. And that's exactly what Jesus recognized. And he took back that word, chosen people. If we have no belonging, no mission, no purpose, we descend into chaos. We descend into societal destruction. Isn't that kind of what we have today? We've lost the real meaning of a lot of key words. And we fight over them. Words that had truth. We're fighting over words that have truth. And now we have these multiple groups, these multiple faiths, people fighting over the definition of things like man and woman and marriage and human life, all words that were defined by God from the beginning. In 110 AD, Saint Ignatius of Antioch was the first one to really use the phrase Catholic. He defined Catholic as being all-embracing, universal, belonging to. It's not just, as we see it, having a set of beliefs, but it's believing and belonging. That's why we're called Catholic Christians, belonging to that body of Christ, having one voice, believing in the salvation of Jesus Christ and all that comes along with it. That's why we hear from St. Paul today, using those great spiritual gifts, those excellent spiritual gifts of faith, hope, in love, to make people feel like they belong to a set of beliefs. Not just using that resounding gong where we're dictating the same things over and over again. We're just reciting the same things over and over again, but we're actually reaching out to the lepers, to the poor, to the widows, those that need the faith, those that need to feel like they belong. And that is the beauty of the Catholic faith. It has meaning. It is rock solid. The definition of things from 2,000 years ago still reside today in the Bible, in the Catechism. They have not changed. That's the beauty. Can you imagine if you tried to dictate what it is Jesus did today? If you tried to dictate the meaning of certain words, he'd probably get thrown over a cliff, wouldn't he? He'd probably be suppressed. You probably wouldn't be able to find any of this information anywhere. Can you imagine if Jesus stood up in front of the UN and said, "I am going to take back these words. I am going to take back the definition of man, of woman, of marriage, of human life." Wouldn't empires crumble if we all agreed on the definitions of these words? War would probably cease to exist. Some of these certain groups that are trying to claim the definition of these words would go away. Social unrest would be a thing of the past. We would all be seeking salvation from Christ. We would all be participating. We would all belong to the same faith. And that's the salvation that Jesus is talking about. The salvation of Jesus Christ and all that comes along with it comes these very definitions. That we're talking about. Now imagine, what if we all agreed? What if we were all part of that body of Christ right now? We didn't have to depend on Jesus to be at the UN. What if we were all part of that body of Christ and we all believed the same things? What would it take for you to believe? What would it take for you to believe in the definition of the words our Savior gave us? What would it take to defend the meaning of these words? What would it take for you to feel like God has your back? Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the first reading. Before I formed you, in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I delivered you. I delivered you a prophet to the nations. I appointed you. But do you gird your loins? Do you stand up and tell them all that I command you? Be not crushed on their account, as though I would leave you. But tell them, I, this day, who have made you a fortified city, a pillar of iron, a wall of brass against the whole land, against Judah's kings, his princes, the priests, the people. They will fight against you, but not prevail over you. For I am with you to deliver you.